Shalom avracha ve guten moyed, guten kvittel to all our wonderful bnei akihila. We're approaching the climax of this whole wonderful tkufa, Elul Tishrei, the highest level of expression of our closest to Hashem and ability to be a kli kibul for the tremendous brachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is on the day of Simchas Torah, when just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are together, smechim b'Torosa, dancing with the Torah HaKadosha. Even so, for many, that it's a hard avoda. And I brought up the point, and I got all different type of replies. I just want to give a short few words of chizuk. One point that was brought up is that the fact that it's such a high level of avoda and kivus elikim, and there's so much to gain from it, the Yetzer Hara tries his hardest to complicate things. Kamovan, even the Yetzer Hara himself wants us to get past it. But there's all these complications and excuses and different cheshbonos why it's hard for us. For some, the whole idea of dancing is not necessarily their forte, their cup of tea. Some other rabbi would prefer just to sit and learn instead of doing that. That's also avodas Hashem learning. Others that feel that they're not in the madrega to dance with the Torah for a longer period of time. The other cheshbonos, physical cheshbonos, not everybody's that strong to be able to do it. And there's all kind of other things that disturb every individual, which we're not going to go into all the pratim. Everybody has different things that disturb him and take away from the shleimus of the simcha that we can have. The bottom line, what I want to say is that the idea of the Simcha of Simchas Torah, the way Chazal describe it, this is Yom Chasun Nosu, Yom Simchas Liboy. It's like a wedding. At a time of a wedding, when there's a Chosan and Kala, all these other things that may disturb somebody fall away. The intense love between the two parties takes over. And even if they're not good dancers, and they have limited strength, they find the strength because the Simcha generates it. And that's the avodah Hashem wants from us. It's true, learning Torah is very important. But the expression of our love for Torah gives us the koyach and the siyata shemaya to have even more strength and more connection to the limud HaTorah itself. The Vilna Gaon was the biggest masmid in the world, but then Simcha's Torah he spent every second of the day that he could, involved in the Simchas HaTorah, the dancing, Baron Kotler, all kind of, all Gdoli Yisrael, Tzadiki Yisrael, that was their Anhogim. So if we use this muscle for ourselves, it may help us focus on this. Even if we don't have the physical strength, and a chasen also, if a person can't actually dance, but he stays there and he feels part of the Simcha, and enjoys it also. Not everybody is dancing, but even being part of it, watching it. The chosh of a woman aren't dancing, but they're also part of the simcha just as much as the ones that are dancing are, because they're expressing it also by just being there and showing the simchas halev. Just like by a chasana, the fact that the people are there adds to it. Someone told a sweet vote that somebody that wasn't learning so much was dancing tremendously. And somebody asked, what do you have to do with learning? And he said, I'll tell you the truth, you're right. I want to be mechazik myself. But just like when I'm at a wedding, I'm a wedding of a close brother of mine, I also have a tremendous simcha. So even if I personally don't have my personal kashrut to tell you enough, as it should be, but I'm part of this simcha because the members of the Kila, the people that are close to me, do have a closeness, and I'm sameach with their simcha. So it's, whether it's my field, my personal chasana, the chasana of those around us, that shows that I'm connected to it, and that brings us siyat shemaya. And the last point is sometimes the feeling just going to drag on forever, and Mir Hashem, it's going to have a set amount of time. It's not going to go for unlimited amount of time. In the evening, it will be till about 10 o'clock. In the morning, also the dancing is about 2 hours. It's going to be within gvulah. Sometimes there's a feeling that if I get involved with this, I'll just take over everything and it'll be impossible. It's possible. We have the koichas. And Mir Hashem, if we see this, everybody in his level, kamuvan, some of us are nusim and we can't do it, all kind of cheshbonos, but everybody has level to try to put a little extra effort into it and feel the simple a little bit more, take more part in it. And Mir Hashem will individually and collectively be zeicha to be the klei kibul of the tremendous avav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the kivas Hashem, siyata shema that comes out from it, and we'll have a wonderful year full of simcha shel mitzvah, which all the svarim write. If you live with that feeling of simcha shel mitzvah, it's thousands of times more than the regular type of avodas Hashem. And we'll be zeicha to give siyata shemaya, yeshuas, gulas, and brachas.